One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Your regular program will be with you very, very shortly. But first, a quick announcement from me, Chris Pajak of the Red Band TV. I want you to sign up to Red Band Plus. You get more podcasts in your ears every single f***ing day, man. It's incredible. Just go and do it. RedmanPlus.com. Loads of benefits. Discord servers, merchandise, discount codes. We've got it all for you. Right to your programming.
Yeah, Jurgen, we'll start with team news. Jordan Henderson obviously wasn't involved in midweek. Is he available to play this weekend? And James Milner, has he had to go through concussion protocols? And is he okay to play this weekend as well?
So, Henlo, yes, he's available. Trained yesterday, completely normal. So, should be fine. Was only a little thing, but serious enough to not involve him in the last game. Yes, and you answered the question already pretty much yourself when you go through a concussion protocol, you are not available for the next game because you have to go to different stages. He's fine, eh? But still, that's how it is, and it's how it is, rightly so. You have to go to different stages, and that means he is available for non-contact training on Monday and full contact training on Tuesday if everything goes well until then. And that's what we expect, because he was actually yesterday already good.
We saw the impact that Darwin made when he came on as a substitute. It's 5 goals in his last 7 now, and he seems to be someone who seems more certain of himself, more sure of his role in the side, and that confidence and the progression seems to be improving week by week. I mean, what difference are you seeing in him at the minute in his all-round game?
Yeah, big steps, and still space for improvement because the boy is an incredible package, but you could see immediately he's a real threat in the finishing area, involved in a lot of things. That's why you then realize a few big chances he missed. Imagine he would have scored from them as well. So he's involved in pretty much everything. He's always an option to pass to cross the ball to, these kind of things. He came on, didn't play extremely long, but involved in both goals. Which is good, and yeah, so big steps, absolutely.
The season so far has been contrast. You look at your 5
definitely
wins in the Champions League. You've beaten the form team in Europe in midweek. You've beaten City twice this season as well. When you take all that into account, how big a moment do you feel this is in the season? Because you've got the opportunity to follow up a win in the week, the way you bounce back from those 2 defeats in the Premier League. You've got the chance now to close the gap on Spurs to 7 points, and it feels like it could be a big moment, a big opportunity to build a little bit of momentum going into towards that.
Yeah, big game for us, massive game for us, and it's difficult as well. Spurs away. Everything you said is right. So I didn't count out the points distance between us and them, but it's we cannot be picky with opponents and games, and where we want to get points, we have to go for it, definitely. But it's difficult. We all know that Tottenham is a side that's well organized, defending, extremely high level. So and counterattacking is a massive thing. Now the last 2 games we had to chase the game, and we saw the offensive power as well. So I think Spurs. It's a good moment. So they had turned now two important games around the last minute, and especially the last one was a really big one for Tottenham. And so we are prepared for a confident, strong opponent.
Sam?
Tottenham was your first ever game, I think, wasn't it, for Liverpool? You've done relatively well against them over the last, I think you were beaten in nine. So that one before the nine, that was the game at Wembley that seemed, it doesn't feel like it's a million miles away, maybe from now, in terms of good Champions League games either side, and then maybe it's a blip, and then it seemed to be around that time. Can you see any similarities from that sort of period to now in terms of doing really well and then a blip, and then just to put things into perspective?
You mean when we lost 4-0 or what?
4-1 at Wembley.
Oh, 4-1. Oh, Mo scored.
Mo scored. The first half.
One of the 400 goals he scored against Tottenham in a 4-1. Yeah, I took Dejan off. You did really research, huh? But I remember that as well, by the way, because I had Dejan the next day in the office. I asked him to come in, not as he knocked on my door. Thank God I cannot feel anymore what happened 4 years or whenever it was ago. But the situation, what we have is, so like we see what we are capable of doing in specific ways, really big games, good games, stuff like this. But then it's a lot of games, and we have to always do it to frig a little bit, who can play again, who is not aware. But it was never now like, yeah, same lineup again, come on, let's go from here. So I don't think we had that chance a lot of times, these kind of things. So that's why it's probably, but I can't remember that, what was around this game, to be honest. But it's like this, if you are not consistent, then there's always a reason for it. And very often it's a reason with availability. Who can you play? How often can they play? Blah, 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 all these kind of things. And that's one of the reasons why we are not consistent. If it was that time as well, then there are similarities. If not, then not. So we are... The problem is with, if you to explain wins, it's really easy because nobody listens really, because everyone's in a great mood and it's like you're just smiling and it's good shape. Explaining when you lose is much more difficult because each word is really important, but it's that you cannot, or at least I don't have 5 million different words for it. If you want to get out of something, you first have to get through it, and that's where we are. So, and it might take time, but it doesn't mean we don't say now Tottenham is too early for us to really show up already. No, it's not. We are there. We go there and want to be at our best 100%. But sitting here now and being 1,000% convinced, yes, and we will. What I can tell you, it never was before going to Tottenham that I thought, good moment to face Tottenham. Let's smash them. Was never the case. It's a difficult place to go. A really good team. Extremely well coached, and a real fighting unit. So there are no friendly games against them. Antonio's on his toes, on the sideline. The players are in challenges and blah, 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 all these kind of things. So it will be a tough one, but that's what we actually all want. It's like a Champions League game in the Premier League. And that's how we will approach it.
In terms of when you said nobody listens when you win, do you mean us?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can now say you generally doesn't. Don't.
And does that mean listen. You have to be more careful in terms of what you say with every word?
Not careful. I'm not sure if I should be more careful. No, it's not about that. It's just like, I can imagine that people in a phase like this, it takes a bit longer. So, always the same, fighting and doing this and all again and these kind of things. Yeah, sorry. Without fighting, we shouldn't even try. Yes, we have to fight through this. That's the case. That's how it is. You cannot play through it. You cannot say now, by the way, forget the defending stuff. Let's just circle around them and these kind of things, pass the ball through them, nutmegs here, back heels there. That's not how it works. So, and that's why we are in the mood we are. And it's absolutely okay. And of course, it's rather good that in between, you lose against Leeds, and I couldn't have felt worse. No chance. But then you play a good game against a team in form, and that gives you a lift. That's normal. Completely, bam, here we go. And now we play Tottenham, and now we try to make sure that we feel like after the Napoli game.
Thank you, Juliet.
Is it as easy, Jürgen, as saying that you raise your game, the team raises its game against bigger, better opposition, like Napoli, like Manchester City?
But it didn't only do that. We won. Now, Bournemouth is doing, thank God, really well after that. But we played 9-1 against Bournemouth and against Rangers. It's not only then. But our problem, why we changed systems and why we did all these kind of things, is one is the availability of players. The other thing is like we were not as solid defensively as we used to be. So, and you can always point the finger in the things you don't do well and say, okay, this was not good, we have to improve this, we have to improve that. Or you give them a completely new textbook. So, and that's what we tried, but changing the system. So now it's not about how did we last game, so it's like a new chapter. Okay, in this system, we do it like this. You don't compare it with the last one. So like a positive start and to make sure to help the boys, because that's actually my main job, to help the boys to do what they do in the most confident way and manner. And that's why we did that. And because our problem in these moments was defending, actually, as a team, as a unit. And that's why I said now in the last game, we defended Napoli extremely well, a football-playing side. But we closed exactly right gaps. Everybody was involved, chasing from the back. Our counter press was really good. We had a high last line. That means we were high up in midfield, so we really could be around these situations, the football things. And that's why it's not the system gave us opportunity to defend better. No, we defended in a system better, in which we didn't defend that well 5-6 weeks ago, since we played it last time. And that's it. We have to defend on an incredibly high level. And then sometimes, and now the big challenge, obviously, even if we defend really well, we have to attack as well. And now against Tottenham, counter attacks are a real threat, a real strength of them. And so you need to be well protected, all these kind of things. So it's not that you can close in football one door or solve one problem relatively, it's pretty likely that you open another problem in that moment, another gap in football and these kind of things. And that's why we are trying and with all the things we know about football, in the end you have to play the game. And the next game is Tottenham, and I'm looking forward to it. You're welcome.
Right.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, Jürgen.
Hi.
Different competition, I know, but how much of a step forward was that defensively to get a clean sheet against Napoli? I know in some terms it was a dead rubber. But in terms of,
this game didn't look for a second like a dead rubber, I would say.
It's solving the defensive difficulties that you've had from the start of the season.
No, it's margins. We didn't concede a goal in that game for, what was it, an armpit? Yeah. So, look, that's how it is. It's the difference between not conceding sometimes armpit. So that's how it is. I don't know. It's not that I think we defended in the best possible way, but it was a set piece. All the rest, when you considering how good Napoli is in this moment in time, how easy it looks in moments when they play. This is the analyze of Napoli was a pure joy from a football point of view, because everything they do works out in the moment. It's crazy. The way they score goals, where they score the goals, the minute and highest tempo, all these kind of things. So, and the challenge was to deny that, and we did that. We did that in a really good way. So that's good, obviously. But it's no news to me that we can do that. So we just have to do it again. So that's how it is. And again, and again, and again, that's how it is. But it's a different game. Napoli is offensively orientated team. At Tottenham, it's not 100% clear how they will get into this game. Okay, it's a home game. And last two games, well, when they had to chase it, was an obvious change of approach. Before that, it was rather well organized and a bit deeper defending and going for counter-attacks. So we have to expect pretty much both. But one will be sure, when we have the ball, they will be really compact and will be really difficult to play against. That's clear, with a 5-3-2 maybe. That's the challenge now. It's no, you cannot compare it. And yes, it's important that we did it. Of course, it's important. And again, the game didn't look like a second like a dead rubber. Both teams really went for it. It was really intense. And that's what I liked about it, because it could have been a boring 0-0. And even as long as it was 0-0, it was not boring.
How much of a step forward was midweek for Fabinho? Because somebody who, by his very own high standards, has struggled this season, and it's something that's difficult.
It's good. It's absolutely good. The game was a clear sign of Fabinho, how we know him. Was a good game, but we defended in all positions on a different level to the week before. And so, yes, what was good. Felt good. You could, for him, very important to realize that that's possible as well. And it was a good start in the right direction.
Carl.
Can I just go back to the circumstances of Roma's injury? Concussion is obviously a major thing in all sport now. And you've had experience with Karius in the Champions League final. Just wondering how you think how can you deal with it differently when it happens on the pitch? Because there's been a couple of instances recently where there's been criticism of how clubs have made it happen. I'm not saying that this is what...
No, I know. It's difficult. It's not that easy, because you need two sources. One is the doctor, one is the patient. That's how it always is. I'm not sure anybody of you had already a concussion. I had it once or twice in my life, and I feel different, or they felt different. And for me, it was clear. He got a real jack on the pitch. It was fine in the first place when it happened. In the dressing room, without meeting, Millie was completely fine. I spoke yesterday to him and thought it's 100% okay. And came out. Now, after calming down, came out and the flatline. Like, whoop, what's going on here? So, and then he realized. And that's then obviously the most important source, that the player realized, That's not good. So we have to stop. That was more when we stopped, when he was sat down and we took him off, obviously. So I don't think it can be really dealt differently with it, because usually a doctor gets on the pitch, and if the doctor, and doctors are like this, if they feel, he's not all right, then it's immediately gone. There's no chance for the player to say, no, I'm fine, but if you count my fingers or whatever tests they are doing. So everybody takes it really seriously, really seriously. Nobody wants to push a player through with a concussion and think, yeah, that's an old, what was that with Mr. Clough? Was it him or another coach when a player, how is he? He got a knock. He doesn't know who he is. Tell him he's Pelé and send him back. It's a good joke, but we don't do that nowadays anymore. Yeah. Was he Clough?
Many people have said that.
Yeah? Okay, it's a good one. Yeah, that's it. We really take it seriously. That's definitely the case. And it was the first moment that that everybody knew, and especially Millie knew, okay, that's it. And here we stop.
I guess that highlights the difficulties of diagnosing concussion, because you don't know when it's going to kick you off. There's quite a gap between getting the blow and then feeling the effects. And there's been talk of, you know, sort of temporary fixes, like you obviously have access to a concussion substitute, but there's been people sort of suggesting you have a temporary substitute while someone is assessed, and all sorts of ways of getting around it. But is that not a viable option, do you think?
Yeah, but it's in high performance sports on the pitch, surrounded by 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, maybe 100,000 people. I think it's difficult enough to do it in a close environment in a medical practice. So to figure it out immediately, so you need a few tests probably. So there are, as I said, two sources: doctor and player, and everybody takes it serious. I mean, a player is dizzy, then he's off. First moment, immediately done. And when a doctor has the feeling that he's not right, then he's off. That's the quickest we can do. What shall we do? What else shall we do? I know when you say now temporary subs, I'm fine with the concussion sub, absolutely fine. Take him off and bring another player means you can still change five times after that. The other team has an extra sub. I think that's the best we can do. About when you say now, it takes quite a while between getting the concussion and that is really kicking in. I'm not sure 15 minutes is then the time to wait for. So then people tell you after an hour it kicks in. That's, I think, how we do it is the right way. And it doesn't happen that often, to be 100% honest. I can't remember one before. It's now the first time. It was the way Millie got hit. But when did we have a concussion before? I can't remember it. So we can talk about it like it happens all the time, and the boys are constantly in danger. They are not. They're well-trained athletes, and it doesn't happen that often. But if it happens, we have a solution for it, which is much better than ever before in football's history. It's a space for improvement, probably, but I don't know how.
Last one for Neil Jones, then off the embargo section.
Obviously, it's 2 weeks until the start of the World Cup, and there's a growing number of players now either out of the World Cup or...
I hate this subject.
Okay, well, can I still ask a question from my point of view? Is there anything you can do to balance that?
No.
The threat of players or
no.
The demands of the team?
No. That's it. These problems were so clear. They were so clear. And nobody mentioned it for one time until 3-4 weeks before the World Cup. When all of a sudden player got injured and they say, oh, they cannot play the World Cup. Ooh. So this specific problem that players who got late injured in a season and cannot play the World Cup is not new. So after a long season, it happens everywhere in the world. But now, starting the World Cup a week after the last game, that's a bigger risk. Crazy. Nobody cares about us, how we deal with it. And you ask me all the question, and if I give you all the answers and these kind of things, what do you think, what I shall do? Ask the players before Southampton or now before Derby, really want to play? Yeah. No. Yeah, but what's the situation? You asking a question is one. But we are all guilty, and you more than I am guilty, for letting it happen. Letting it happen in the first place. Oh, and now it's happened. And now we have the situation, and that's it, and we have to get along with it. And for the players who get injured and cannot play is a disaster. But how can we change that?
Hey guys, hope you enjoyed that show. If you want even more Liverpool podcasts in your lives, do check out Red Men Plus. From as little as £5 a month, you can get tons and tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form. So yeah, go over to redmenplus.com, check out our amazing content. I'm sure you are going to love it.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.